please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzu G just making a video about what happened to JFK. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, I would have made a video last night, but unfortunately I came out late from work and I was tired. So anyways, this video is about JFK. Yeah, what happened to him? Apparently he wasn't assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. He was murdered by someone else. Who you say? Well, let's watch the clip.
And a new twist to an old story. Is it possible the CIA was involved in the death of President John F. Kennedy? We'll show you the pictures and let you decide.
JFK assassination. CIA plot?
Well, from the top secret documents that I read while I was in Naval Intelligence, it concerned the Central Intelligence Agency, the Secret Service, Division 5, the FBI, and the Office of Naval Intelligence, and that's why I was able to view these documents.
Now,
what a shocker, it was the government. Yes, that's what you do, right, fuckers? It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. Oh, shit.
Why would the CIA and the security community want to kill the president?
From what I understand and from what I read, Bob, they viewed President Kennedy as a security threat. And I'm not sure exactly what that means. But the documentation clearly said that the assassin was the driver in the car in which he was riding in Dallas on that day, and it was plainly visible in a film withheld from the public.
You see, the government knows everything. If you think they can't get you, yes they will, even a president. So what hope do people have? Nothing.
You brought that film with you. Let's take a look at that if we can. Here's the film. Go ahead and narrate this for us, will you?
Well, it took me 16 years to find this film because it has really been withheld. And what you're seeing here is the motorcade on Elm Street passing in front of the Book Depository building. Kennedy has been shot in the throat, and Jacqueline is pulling him toward her, trying to comfort him, and she's in shock. At this time, you see the driver turn around with a pistol in his left hand, firing over his right shoulder, and shoots the president directly in the head. The weapon, watch the driver, his name is William Greer. He was, in fact, a Secret Service agent. The weapon is an electrically operated, gas-powered assassination pistol built especially for the Central Intelligence Agency.
You don't see any puff of smoke from...
That's correct.
Because what you think is a pistol there in the right-hand corner, lower right-hand corner.
That's correct. It is.
Why
a,
is that?
Well, it's an air-operated pistol. It's pneumatic. And it actually fired an exploding pellet, which injected shellfish toxin into the president's brain.
Yeah, did you see it? Yeah, that puff of smoke or whatever that little flash is? Yeah, it was the driver that shot him in the face. Wow. Yeah, if the bullet didn't kill him, the allergic reaction to the shellfish was going to get him. Wow. Yeah, these people, they thought of everything, didn't they? Wow, they did it in front of the dude's wife, too. That's some crazy ruthless shit. But that's the government for you. If they want you dead, they will do it. Oh yeah, in case you didn't know, did you know that the word conspiracy theory came out of this shit, but the assassination? Yeah, when they want to discredit you, they just call it a conspiracy theory. And look at now they call you a conspiracy theorist if you start saying shit, but fuck them, right?
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for...
We have indeed,
for killing people. Does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. The rest of it is what is practically a normal 45, although it's special. However, it works by electricity. There's a battery in the handle, and it fires a small dart.
So that when it fires silently?
Almost silently, yes. Very little.
Range does it have?
100 meters, I believe, about 100 yards, 100 meters.
About 100 meters range.
Right.
And the dart itself, when it strikes the target, does the target know that he's been hit and about to die?
That depends, Mr. Chairman, on the particular dart used. There are different kinds of these flechettes that were used in various weapon systems, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
so that if the actual explosion of the pellet itself did not kill him, the toxin would.
Now, did you read all of this in the documents?
Yes, and that's why his brain was switched for another brain.
What the fuck? A stunt brain? That's what they did? They switched brains like that? So what? They put like the stump right there so they could do the action scenes? And then they put his brain back? What the hell? What is this shit? Well, that's the government for you. They just manufacture scenarios so you fall for it. Huh. Shocker.
In transit between Parkland Hospital in Dallas and Bethesda Naval Hospital in Washington, D.C.
Now, what about Oswald?
Oswald was a patsy. We have a photograph of him actually standing in front of the Book Depository building in the doorway watching the motorcade as it goes by. That is Lee Harvey Oswald there.
Yeah, look at this dumbass. He was just kicking it right there, minding his own business. And then you know what happened? Yep, he got screwed over. Yeah, the government doesn't give a shit. If they want you, they're gonna do it. Yeah, how many people have been thrown under the bus like this? Yeah, supposedly the reason they killed JFK is because he went after some tiny hat. Yeah, and it was revenge. Yes, you know who I'm talking about. The people they like playing with dreidels and they eat potato bread or whatever that shit is. And they like, you know, playing with kids and stuff. Yeah, those people, right?
You can look at his clothing and you can see in a following picture. I don't know if they're going to show it here, but we also have photographs of him when he was under arrest.
And we don't have that, but I have seen that photograph and they do look quite similar. The clothing is very similar.
We've also done body measurement proportion comparison analysis between the two photographs, and there's no doubt it's Lee Harvey Oswald.
This is incredible. Why isn't it that the CIA has silenced you? Why haven't they silenced you?
Well, that's a good question. I don't think they want a martyr on their hands. Martyrs create political movements.
Hey, buddy, don't feel safe. People are stupid. If they want to get you, they're going to get you. And yeah, then you already know. They'll send the patsy or some douchebag to get you. If you don't think people are going to be hiding around the corner and doing some kind of bullshit, it'll happen. But see what happens. Hopefully nothing happens to you, buddy, but you never know.
And what I did is literally within a 24-hour period, I prepared a $27,000 mailing. That's what it cost me personally to mail this information.
Hey, man, hopefully your trap card protects you from the CIA and the government's bullshit. If not, you know where you're going, right, buddy? Hopefully not.
All over the world and the United States. And so they're faced with a dilemma. Do they allow me to speak and allow people to doubt what I'm saying? Or do they do something overt toward me to silence me and thus verify that everything that I have said is true?
Just be careful, buddy. They might send a maturing candidate to throw you outside of a hotel window. Things do happen, buddy, but I hope you're well.
Now, what about Jackie Kennedy? She was in the car with the president right there, and we saw her later in that film trying to get out of the car. Yeah. Why hasn't she said something?
Well, it's obvious. You have to understand that the Secret Service was a participant in the plot to assassinate the president. She saw William Greer shoot her husband. She tried to get out of the car because she had every reason to believe that she might be left. She saw Connally hit. She saw her husband hit. She tried to exit. Her own personal bodyguard, Clint Hill, tried to put her back in the car and succeeded. But you have to understand that her children for the rest of their life are guarded by the Secret Service. She is also under protection of the Secret Service. A better thing might be, say, captive, you might say.
Yeah, do you see how these fucking clowns operate? The shit that they do? How they coerce you and manipulate you? Oh, yes. Poor Jackie Kennedy. She saw her husband get killed right in front of her, and then she can't do shit about it. Because she has to protect her family. It sucks you lost your husband. Fuck, damn. What a fucked up situation, right? Yeah, do you know what else is fucked up? That thing about that Shiloh Hendrix chick. Yeah, that chick that told that little darky to fuck off because the kid was stealing shit from her bag for her kid. Yeah, apparently this chick likes doing mud sharking. So yeah, there's all kinds of shit. And even though I still believe what she did was correct because that kid was stealing shit. But yeah, she's no angel either. I'm still articulating my thoughts on this thing because this is bullshit no matter what. Well, anyways, I'll leave you to some other stuff and, you know, I'll be the racist wetback that I know I can be. Yes, because if I can't be racist, who can be, right? A minority being a racist. Wow. Well, anyways, I better go do my thing and take care of other shit because who else would do it, right? So hopefully you guys are kicking ass too. So you guys take care and be the best people you can be. So, bye-bye.
I'm not going to say I'm sorry to them because they kept pushing at it. So, and that's all I'd really like to say.
What about your use of the N-word?
I used that word because they forced me into it.
Do you see how that's incredibly offensive?
Yes, I do. That's why I said it.